Charles Dickens' The Track of a Storm. Narrated by Edward Gardiner. Chapter 1. In Secret. The traveller fared slowly on his way, who fared toward Paris from England in the autumn of the year 1792. More than enough of bad roads, bad equipages, and bad horses he would have encountered to delay him. Though the fallen and unfortunate King of France had been upon his throne in all his glory. But the changed times were fraught with other obstacles than these. Every town gate and village taxing house had its band of citizen patriots with their national muskets in a most explosive state of readiness, who stopped all comers and goers, cross-questioned them, inspected their papers, looked for their names in lists of their own, turned them back or sent them on, or stopped them and laid them in hold, as their capricious judgment or fancy deemed best for the dawning Republic One and indivisible of liberty, equality, fraternity, or death. A very few French leagues of this journey were accomplished when Charles Darnay began to perceive that for him, along these country roads, there was no hope of return until he should have been declared a good citizen.